of the most unfortunate aspects of weight loss maintenance is that it takes fewer and fewer calories to just stay the same, let alone keep losing weight. That as the body loses weight, it becomes more efficient and requires fewer calories.
Ludwig recently completed his diet study, which compared low-carb, low-fat, and low-glycemic diets. He found the low-carb diet burned the most calories, but it was hard to stick to. The most promising diet turned out to be the low-glycemic one. People like Mike Rogers were able to lose weight and keep it off. Rogers maintained a 40-pound weight loss by shifting to low-glycemic foods that are mostly natural and unprocessed.
I eat a lot less white rice and a lot less potatoes than I used to eat. And the other thing that I learned that I liked quite a bit was steel-cut oats. I've never been a big fan of standard oatmeal, but steel-cut oats has enough tooth in it that I really enjoy that.
Dr. Ludwig is quick to caution his study was short and not conclusive. He's working now to design a long-term study that looks at diet and weight loss maintenance over a number of years. Joy Dubow is a registered dietitian with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. She says the problem with the low-glycemic diet is that it can be confusing because lots of factors affect how the body digests food.
Factors like ripeness, the variety of the products, the way it was prepared, the types of sugar that are present or carbohydrates, the amount of fiber and fat present, and just the way your body digests it.
And eating too many low-glycemic foods that are high in calories, sugar, or saturated fats can also be a problem. Dubow urges moderation of carbs and fats, and equally important, the other end of the equation, exercise. She points to a study which found people who successfully maintained their weight loss added 60 to 90 minutes of moderate exercise every single day. Patty Namond, NPR News.